So today is the first Sunday of Lent. Oh dear, I've just pulled apart the music stand. Yeah, I think we need some investment in worship and our materials somehow. And with the first Sunday in Lent, we're going to be looking at the start of Jesus' ministry. And one of the reasons that we go to the start of Jesus' ministry and start looking at what Jesus did in the run-up to the cross and to his resurrection that we celebrate, of course, at Easter, is that if you go back to the early church used the periods of Lent to train up new believers in the doctrines and the beliefs of the church, ready for a massive baptism that took place at Easter. So there only used to be one baptism service a year on Easter Sunday, and the periods of Lent, the 46 or so days that Lent is, were used for fasting and preparation, especially for the new believer, ready for the big celebration. So the Bible readings that we have during Lent reflect on teaching about the life of Jesus in a very succinct period running up to the Passion and the Resurrection, which of course we celebrate every Sunday. So let's start at the very beginning, more or less. So we're in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 9 to 15. The baptism and temptation of Jesus. One day, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the river Jordan. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." The Spirit then compelled Jesus to go into the wilderness, where he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. He was out among the wild animals, and angels took care of him. Later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee where he preached God's good news. "The time promised by God has come at last," he announced. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news." So, Jesus commenced his three-year ministry, as it proved to be, with his baptism. And baptism is a great moment of commitment. So, as I mentioned earlier, the 46 days of Lent preparing for Easter was to make sure the believer really knew they wanted to commit to the path that Jesus was lying before them and preparing for them. So, they would have had no doubts on that Easter Sunday when being baptized that this was the moment when they were committing themselves to serving their Lord Jesus Christ, whom they'd learned all about. And it's significant here that Jesus starts his ministry by baptism, which was for him a commitment to go to the cross, which is what he came to do. Knowing that must have been, well, it's just unimaginable for me to know where you're going and that you're going to face incredible pain, torture, rejection, all those human things that Jesus went through up until he died. But then knowing you're going to rise again, wow. But he was a human being, of course, as well as God. Now, the first question I got then, so he's had his baptism, he's announced his ministry, and then he disappears for 40 days. Why? Didn't he have 30 years of preparing? I know he's doing a bit of carpentry, But didn't he have 30 years of getting himself ready and preparing for this great ministry, which he launches with a baptism and then fires straight in and charges in to proclaiming the good news? So why did he dip out for 40 days? Because he was compelled by the Spirit. And the working of the Holy Spirit here is incredibly important, because at the moment of baptism, the Holy Spirit of God came upon Jesus. Now, I know this is complicated, because if Jesus is God, why does Jesus need the Holy Spirit as well? It's because in Philippians it says that Jesus emptied himself. He denied the powers that he had as God, and therefore he needed the Holy Spirit within him in order to have the power to do his ministry. So why did he need the 40 days? Well, if you've just been completely baptized by the Holy Spirit, you need some time to really just get come to terms with the fact that you have the Holy Spirit within you. And also, because Jesus was facing 3 years of really hard work, hard ministry, and a lot of temptation thrown his way to abandon the path, he needed to go through refining, to go through fire of preparation, where he was really tempted by the enemy. But he came through that wilderness time, and he came out strong in the spirit, strong physically and mentally, which is what he needed for those 3 years of basically tackling the enemy, taking on a whole religious order, taking on the leadership of the Jews. I mean, he had to face such opposition that he would have needed every ounce of strength. And it's no surprise that during his ministry, and especially in Mark's gospel, it says he went to rest. He took time out to go and pray. Jesus spent a lot of time in prayer and with his Father, just basically re-strengthening, just getting the fire back in his belly to be able to go out and do it again. So, if it was good for Jesus to do that sort of thing, then it must be good for us to have our periods of wilderness, as I want to call it. And Lent is a great time to take a break and to have a spiritual rest from all the excitement of Christmas and all the buzz that was going on then. And in theory, it's a peaceful time. And of course, there are a lot of you with young children out there who are looking at me thinking, you are absolutely bonkers. How on earth am I going to find that space when I've got young children, we've got jobs, we're working all the hours under the sun? Ah, help. And I'm talking about lambs as well being children in your case. So I'm just going to explain my little break last week, and I don't want to make anyone particularly jealous, because having teenage sons is really quite a bonus, because they can be very self-sufficient, so it does happen. I just want to encourage those of you listening that, yeah, there is a bright future. So last week, half term, thank you, Debbie, so much. She looked after the boys so that I could have a long rest, because I've been trying to fight this virus for weeks. It's been really irritating. And I thought, well, I didn't just think, I actually had it on authority from him on high, that I should be resting properly. I shouldn't be working all the hours under the sun. I should be taking it easy. I worked too hard in the run-up to Christmas, and basically that's one of the reasons I'm not well. And therefore, in order to get better, I needed rest. So I had a delightful week where I spent at least half every day in bed. I'm really sorry to say that, but I spent 12 hours a day in bed, at least, some days 13 or 14 even. But a bizarre thing happened during my little sabbatical. One morning, I think it was Monday, I was reading the Bible, and I was enjoying it because I was actually able to spend some time reading it as opposed to rush reading it because you're thinking, I've got to get to the next thing. So I was really reading it, and suddenly I just felt all these words come into my head, and they just kept coming. And in the end, I thought, I've got to write all this lot down. So I got, luckily I had pen and paper next to me, and I started writing, and basically I wrote two sides in about 2 minutes of things from the Lord. And what he gave me is basically an outline of a presentation that I need to share with certain members of the church. And it was a brilliant presentation. If I'd have thought of that myself and written it myself, I'd have been so proud. But it just came. It just came, and it came in the right order with some Bible verses as well. And I thought, wow, that's the way I should be doing ministry. Just listening. And then the following day, something else happened, and I've now got stuff for future news sheets to put in there that I'd been thinking, oh, I need some ideas as to what to put. He's just flooded me with loads of ideas. Just write them all down. And so over a period of 7 minutes, I probably did the equivalent of, a good 5 hours' work. I was quite chuffed with that. And now I'm starting to think, I think the Lord has a point, that if you take some time out, actually, you then have the opportunity to actually properly listen, because then he's got your attention. So then I thought, well, that's all right for me. What about everyone else? And this is where it is so good to be the church of Jesus Christ and a family. Because I think it's vitally important for all of us to have rest, especially as I believe the church is currently in a wilderness time, but we're not going to be in this time for very long. So it's an opportunity for us just to re-strengthen ourselves, gather ourselves, get ourselves in line with Jesus Christ, and be ready for the moment when we go out and do what God wants us to do, which is to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, to heal the sick, raise the dead, and free the captive. That's what we're about as a church, and I think that God is doing some really good groundwork. But what we as a church, I think, need to do at the moment is support each other and try and help each other find some space. Now, I don't know how that's going to work in practice, but I think it'd be great for us to start thinking, how can we support families who have got 3 young children, who just don't get any time out? How can we actually do something practical to support families, to enable adults to get their time with Jesus? And equally, how can we also enable our children to have a bit of a wilderness time to encounter Christ? And it's not just families, it's the older people as well. And it's the people who lead particularly busy lives. I mean, I was going to say, put your hands up here if you've got acres of spare time. Okay, you can all put them down again. And for those listening on the web, no one put their hand up. I was just joshing. No one put their hand up. But as Jesus has done here, he took 40 days out before starting his ministry. So if he did that, what do we need to do as a church before we really charge on in our ministry? So what I was going to suggest is first and foremost, what Jesus did was commit himself to his task through baptism. And I am going to, in a moment, get us to recommit ourselves through the baptism vows. So I'm going to put those on the screen in a minute, and I'm going to suggest that we recommit ourselves to Jesus by saying the vows. If you're not willing to do those at this moment, don't worry. No one's going to judge you at all. It's an opportunity for you yourselves to make that commitment if you wish this afternoon or whenever you have the opportunity. Then I'm going to pray for the Spirit to come down on us like the Spirit came down on Jesus as a dove when he was baptized. So after the commitment, I want to pray for the empowering of the Holy Spirit on us as a church of Jesus Christ to enable us to do what he needs us to do. And then I'm going to suggest we have a few moments of quiet, spiritual quietness, so that we can then listen to what Jesus might be wishing to say to us. So almost like a kind of wilderness moment. And lastly, then, during the period of Lent, try and find a way of finding space. And if you feel, I don't know how to do it, let's make ourselves vulnerable to each other and ask each other for help in finding that space. And if people find the idea of space terrifying, and some people do find the idea of quietness terrifying, then please come and speak to one of the elders in the church, speak to myself, I'll happily talk to you, because if that's so, I'd love to pray with you and to pray for help for you. So there's a lot there of very quick information. I hope that was all okay and you managed to take that all on board. So I'm going to suggest now that we recommit ourselves to Christ through the baptism vows. I'm just going to switch on.